anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by VitaCraft. There is no better way to bond with your cats than with the special treats. And this treat is awesome. Take it from somebody who has three rescue cats. Lick and Lap by VitaCraft is a healthy five-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that you push out and your cats will love. Find it at VitaCraft.us, find it at Walmart.com, or in your pet stores. Also, Good Pets food supplements and treats are teamed up with Talkin' Pets to give you 10% discount if you put the word pets in the promo box at GoodPetsFoods.com. By the way, you can listen on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio and watch us as well. Or you can listen at TalkinPets.com and click on Listen Live on smartphones, #250, or on Alexa, CRN4, tune in. This is Talkin' Pets.
Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille.
So, this is the Andrew Sisters. You can keep it on. Bring it down a little bit. But this is the Andrew Sisters. I love the Andrew Sisters. I think I was, if there is rebirth or reincarnation, I must have been living during this time because I love swing music and this type of music more than you can imagine. But we have our shot in hand, and I want to give a cheers. And a shot, alcohol that is, to all of the soldiers across the country that help keep America safe. No matter where you are, or your religion, or your orientation, or your love for whoever, thanks for protecting us. And you deserve the respect, no matter who you are, when you're a soldier that protects America. Cheers.
Merca. Cheers. You say Merca.
Merca. Woo! There you go. Ooh. What's the matter, Jasmine?
Nothing.
You only had a little bit in your cup.
Yeah.
She's like, but it's Goldschlager. That'll burn your stomach for a while. But you're going to be pooping out gold.
Oh, John.
Somebody's going to be excavating in your toilet.
Oh, my gosh.
But, wow. So, we want to talk to you. Pick up the phone and give us a call. We are open to your training questions and your behavior questions. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call. And we want to talk to you about your pets. So pick that phone up and give us a call, and let's talk pets. Poor Jasmine.
Are you okay over there, Jazzy?
Yeah.
Are you having hot flashes or something over there?
Yeah, I'm great.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, it's the Goldschläger. You don't like it?
It's not that I don't like it. It's just a very interesting taste.
Cinnamon.
Yeah.
With gold. You're actually drinking gold.
It kind of reminds me of Fireball, except it's not as harsh. Kind of reminds me of Fireball, but it's not as harsh.
Sometimes you got to speak into the mic.
Yes.
It's supposed to pick up no matter where I speak, right?
No.
No? Oh, it's omnidirectional?
Yes.
Oh.
It's uni.
We're a couple minutes in, we've already gone off the rails.
Yeah.
My chest is burning.
So is mine. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. But cheers to the soldiers out there. And I hope everybody's having a great weekend and celebrating and being safe out there, not only for you and your kids, but also for your pets as well. And I do want to make a statement that our hearts go out to those young children and people that were killed in the devastating floods in Texas right now. We hope that they find the kids, but we hope that they find them safe and alive. But I guess according to what we saw, a lot of kids were washed away.
It's really sad.
And those floods were just crazy. So absolutely crazy. But you know, you've seen so many stories on the news and on social media where a dog, for instance, will jump into the water if their parent, their owner, their parent, however you want to look at, or the children are in danger.
Uh-huh.
And you've seen those stories that animals will actually go to protect. Same thing with dolphins. You will see where if there's a shark in the water,
dolphins protect humans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've seen that as well. You've seen a lot of amazing stories about animals protecting people. So maybe we need to give back and start protecting the animals as well. I think as a species, we label animals as not being that intelligent, but they are intelligent in their own right and what they do and what they know.
For sure. You know, we are not the superior species. Unpopular opinion, I suppose, but...
Popular, gotta be...
No, I mean, animals are so much, like, they're just pure beings because... Us humans, we are destroying things, and you know, you look at the way that animals in nature behave, and you know, it's just, we're not that great. We're not doing a good job as humans.
No, and that show is every day, but you know, that's one of the reasons, like 35 years we've been on the air with Talking Pets, and we're not only concerned and talking about pets, but we mostly do, but we also talk about wildlife and the environment and trying to take care of it. I got to give a read out there to on Facebook Live at Talking Pets Radio. My girl Leva, hi Leva, hi Darla. And Leva wrote a poem for the show. He was a lonely dog that sat on the park. He sat there in the light. He sat there in the dark, till a stranger came up and gave him a hug. He became the most beautiful pug. Poem by Leva.
Oh, that's cute.
So it was cute. So you know, but it has a lot of statements there too. Give a dog a home, please.
Yes,
they deserve it. And you know what, a person changes based on living with an animal, don't you think? I mean, it's been proven. Are you drunk over there?
No, the sun is beaming directly in my eyes. Oh. I can't see.
I was like...
The sun is setting.
I didn't think of the sun.
I'm really trying to concentrate. I cannot see you.
It makes your face sparkle, if you want to know. But, I mean, the thing that having a pet changes your life,
Devin?
Right? Absolutely.
It does change your life.
And not only physically, because, I mean, it's proven. You have an animal, your stress levels go down, your chances of a heart attack are less.
Your animal, from cuddling your dog or your cat, it brings down your stress levels in your body.
And, you know, the thing is, there are people that will go out and they'll say, oh, no, your pets are... They're a lot to take care of. They're a huge responsibility.
And they are.
They are.
And we have to respect when somebody says that, because we don't want people getting one that doesn't
don't
have
really
time.
Want.
But I always suggest you can go borrow a dog from a shelter. They have the programs where you can take the dogs out for the day, take them to the park, walk them and all of that stuff, and you give them back. But you've given that dog
one-on-one
encounter with a person that was a positive experience. So you got them out of the shelter environment, and now you played a part in socializing that
or
animal.
Become a foster parent.
Yeah. And you could do it over the weekend, like the emergency fosters that they need. That's what I recommend people do.
Thank you for that. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
And this is Talkin' Pets. There's somebody thinking of you. I'm the one who never hurt you. Maybe that's because I love you, lonely.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love. To travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Discover the secret to naturally radiant skin with Dandy Natural. Our all-natural, tallow-based beauty and healthcare products are crafted with care to nourish your body the way nature intended. From soothing and luxurious lip balms, every product is packed with pure, simple ingredients your skin will love. Don't forget our natural deodorant, gentle, effective, and free of harsh chemicals. Say goodbye to artificial additives and hello to Dandy Natural. Feel good, look amazing, and stay true to nature.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you could speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident, like a car accident or slip and fall, call now to find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
might seem like a casual side hustle, but it's become a financial lifeline for many Americans. It's low barrier, high reward, and offers great flexibility. It turns out walking dogs can pay better than your average 9-to-5. New research crunched the numbers from dog walkers across the U.S. and found some surprising trends in the $1.7 billion industry. In many states, dog walkers earn over $40 an hour. That's more than the average $29.82 hourly wage. And it even beats teachers' starting salaries at $46,596. With a post-pandemic boom in pet ownership and soaring demand for pet care, some dog walkers are now earning up to six figures. Who knew leash time could be so lucrative? The findings show that if you really want to earn dollars from dogs, you need to be in California. Dog walkers in Cali earn a whopping $54.81 per hour.
Moving to Cali.
How I'm going back to Cali. However, even the lowest paying state, Wyoming, pays $36.02 per hour. And in every state, you can out earn average salaries and still work less. In Mississippi, you only need to work 24 hours a week to match the average state salary. And in Maine, only 22. View the full story here. You can find that on our website. Of course, it isn't all puppy cuddles and paychecks. Whether urban density and the number of other dog walkers in your hood enter the equation, there are also no benefits, and you're the boss, so you need to keep a tight leash on your schedule. But the numbers don't lie. A lot of dog walkers in the U.S. are making full-time income in fewer hours, proving it's more than a side hustle. It's a real rewarding career move in a tough economy. With summer coming, now's the time to swap desks for dog parks and get paid for it. Flexible work can be just as profitable, if not more so, than traditional employment. And it doesn't have to be stuck behind a laptop. With a few basic skills, dog walkers across the United States can turn passion into a high-earning profession. Join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio and visit TalkinPets.com for more news. I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
You know, I remember way back when, many, many years ago, when pet sitting started. And we were one of the first shows, if not the first show, to actually put pet sitting out there and do interviews on it and so on and so forth. And back then, like, they were making, like, way back when, years ago, $18,000 a year. Now pet sitters are making, like, close to, some of them can actually make close to six figures.
Oh, yeah.
It's just amazing.
I hate them.
Yes.
No, talking to your mic.
Oh, is it the top? Yes. Wait, what? You told me to talk into the side of a microphone.
No, I did not.
It wasn't. Oh, maybe it was that one when I was using that one.
You're cut off. You know, I did.
I'm seriously supposed to be speaking right here.
Yes. So, way to go.
No, yours is from the side. Yes. I've used that one before.
Yes, it's where they're like this.
Okay.
So, anyway, I had to look this up when you were talking about this story, and because I was wondering if you put that in there when it said, of course, it isn't all puppy cuddles and paychecks. Whether urban density and the number of other dog walkers in your hood, I was like, in the hood?
You did write that.
Actually, this was a press release from the company. And they put it in there as the hood. So, okay.
They're trying to be hip.
Yep. I guess.
Where is this? Okay, so
818-618-6401.
Where did the country accent come from? You slipping back into your character from that show you're on, John?
That might be. Actually, we're having a premiere for the movie in August.
Oh, it's a movie, not a show.
Well, we're hoping that it's going to be picked up as
a series.
It keeps
going back and forth.
Yeah. It was originally filmed as a movie, but it's basically, they're trying to present it as a series.
Okay.
But August 15th is a premiere for the movie.
And you're a countryman in that
movie. It's called Velvet Hammer. So you got to check it out. I'm the law.
You're the sheriff in town.
I'm the sheriff in town in the hood. So, yep, in 1880. So you got to check it out, Velvet Hammer. You can actually look me up on IMDb now. So,
ooh, look at you, yeah, fancy.
So I'm up on there, John Patch. But, by the way, when we were talking about pets and all...
Let the games begin!
If you can name this creature, and I'm not going to say it's a pet, although Jasmine would want one, and actually they are really cute.
That might be a hint.
But if you guess it correctly, you can pick, if you've got cats, you can go with Lick and Lap, or you could go with Purr Sticks from Vitacraft. You could go with three samples from Good Pets Foods, Daily Probiotic, also the Hip and Joint Plus, and the Multivitamin. We have the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. We have a CD, music CD from Gino Sasani. It's called... In Cold Blood.
Wait.
I draw a blank. We have that you can go with. It's about reptiles. And we do have the bracelet keychain from Kayla's Creations for a dog mom. And we do have a harness for a small dog, like a chihuahua, if you want to go with that. If you can name this creature. This is what it's like when I go out with Jasmine.
I was going to say the same thing.
Wait, what? First of all.
It sounds like Jasmine and Girls Night.
We went to a pet convention in Orlando, and I didn't exist, but everyone else was like, when they saw Jasmine.
Oh, please. John, that was your imagination.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. I've got video. So, this is not Jasmine making this sound, but it is a member, actually, of the ape family. So, what creature makes that sound? And it's a member of the ape family. It is not a monkey. It is a member of the ape family. And they are really cute.
Get me one.
No.
Yes.
818-618-6401. You had your hint. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. If you think you know what the answer is. Member of the ape family. They're very small to affect humans. Although they can bite, and generally fearful of humans. And you'll find them out in the wild.
You can train them to be your pet in the house.
What member of the ape family is 818-818-6401. Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, vacation you burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist because vacation you doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties, and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us. An unexpected voice is weighing in on legislation proposed in the Pennsylvania House. New York City Council member Carolina Rivera. Rivera has written to Majority Leader Representative Matt Bradford, Democrat Norristown, asking him to advance a ban on pigeon, live pigeon, shoots. Why would you shoot a dead pigeon? The council member says that it would assist with the illegal trafficking of pigeons in New York. Pennsylvania is an outlier in using the animals for target practice at gun clubs, which is widely viewed as inhumane and outdated. Hunters have largely made the switch to clay pigeons, but advocates of the practice continue to organize pigeon shooting events and lobbying money identified by Spotlight Pennsylvania to keep it going. Rivera passed legislation in New York City that made it illegal to traffic the birds, but the city has seen a continuation of an underground market supplying Pennsylvanians with the pigeons. She noted that in May, the New York Police Department arrested a man in Tompkins Square Park with 25 pigeons destined for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. It's reported that birds have either been captured from the wild or raised in captivity for the sole purpose of being shot are kept inhumanely in dark containers prior to being released. She added that according to the estimates from the Animal Defense League, only 70% of the birds are fatally wounded by the gunshots, leaving the remainder to have their necks snapped, skulls crushed, or to be decapitated by the hunters. I don't want to hunt in that group. Representative Perry Warren, Democrat Yardley, is the sponsor of the House Bill in 1097, which seeks to end the practice. Among his co-sponsors are Republicans Mike Jones of York and Joe Hogan of Pendel. A memo supporting the bill highlights other laws enacting by legislature combating animal cruelty, including the banning of cockfighting and dog racing. It is far past time for our Commonwealth to fully and finally end events which harm the lives of animals by ending live pigeon shoots. Rivera encouraged the Pennsylvania legislature to approach the law with the same bipartisan support it received from committee last year. I urge you to work with the state leadership to ensure House Bill 1097 swift passage and end this inhumane practice once and for all, wrote Rivera. Join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio and visit TalkinPets.com for more news.
The Los Angeles Zoo has partnered with Little Ray's Expeditions to bring a special temporary exhibit to the zoo for the summer season, Wild World Stories of Conservation and Hope. To the zoo is an interactive exhibit that tells the stories of real animals and the people who have dedicated their lives to helping them survive. The new experience has opened to the public on July 1st and it runs through September 30th. We're excited to offer this special experience to our guests this summer, connecting them to our mission of saving wildlife, enriching our communities, and creating connections to nature, said Denise Burritt, CEO and Zoo Director of Los Angeles Zoo. This experience brings a fun and immersive environment to Angelinos of all ages, fostering a safe space to learn more about the biodiversity around us and critical work that is being done to conserve it. Wild World Stories and Conservation Plus Hope is located near the front entrance of the zoo. The exhibit features interactive science-based experiences, multimedia, and live animals, including reptiles, amphibians, and tarantulas. Little Ray's Expeditions is accredited by the Canadian Association of Zoos and Aquariums and is the largest exotic animal rescue in North America. Join us on Facebook and Talking Pets Radio, and visit TalkingPets.com for more news. I'm Devin Leach.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Devin Leach.
All right, ladies, let's play ball.
Okay, step up to the plate. What creature makes this sound? You know, if you were walking down a street and you walked past a couple and the woman was attractive, and you played this sound,
oh
I bet
gosh.
You'd get beat up by the man. But this is part of the ape family. They are absolutely adorable. Like all primates, they do not make good pets. But they are intelligent, strong-willed, very strong creatures, and have formidable teeth that cause a good deal of damage. They're very loud. And their songs last an average of 11 minutes, and they can be heard up to 1 kilometer away. What creature is it? Might be tough for some people. So I'm going to say it begins with the letter G, and it is a member of the ape family. What is it? Begins with the letter G. In order to win, give us a call.
They look very cuddly.
818-818-6401. Mm-hmm. As they take your arm off. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. If you know what creature we are talking about. So.
They look like they need me to hug it.
Yeah, but you also want like a Black Panther and crocodiles and.
And that was before she had the shot.
And that was before she had the shot.
And my brother said, a woman drinking too much tequila.
Hi, Ed.
Oh, you made his night. 818-818.
That's his ringtone from now on.
Girlfriend. You're now his girlfriend. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. If you're part of our Facebook Live, you'll see all the language that's going on. at Talkin' Pets Radio. But, by the way, if you know what creature that is, I think we gave you some pretty big hints. Part of the ape family. You don't want them as pets. They are loud. And the letter G is the first letter in what that creature is. The letter G in the ape family. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. You know, when you're out walking your dogs and everything, I see a lot of people where their dog will sniff a lot in certain areas. And people will pull the dog away from sniffing that area. Do you recommend that? Or is that dog kind of like maybe looking at who was here and its territory and so on
well,
and so forth?
Yeah, well, they're nosy. They want to investigate their environment and everything. But I'm not a fan of stopping and letting dogs sniff for 5 minutes at a time. If we're outside to get exercise and allow them to explore the neighborhood, I try to keep them in motion. So I might slow down while they're sniffing, but I don't completely stop every time they smell something. They smell everything. So.
Yeah. That's their job. They got the nose for it.
Oh, yeah. So I will, you know, work on getting them to move around with me. And then if they see something they want to sniff, I'll slow my pace down, allow them to sniff. And then I say, all right, let's go. because sometimes puppies and even adult dogs, if you let them sniff something too long, they might try to grab something off of the ground, you know, if it's like,
and not a good thing.
Right. If it's like rabbit poo, which they can get disease right. from.
And other dog poo.
Yeah, squirrel. Like
heartworm.
I mean,
and
most dogs, I can't say all, but most dogs are not going to eat other dog droppings, but they will eat raccoons.
Oh, they will. I had a beagle one time.
Yeah, I said most dogs won't do it.
It was only one beagle, but the dog would eat any kind of
yeah,
poo that was in front of it.
Small animal poo, like, you know, feral cats, raccoons, rabbits, they can get bacteria from that.
Right.
And yeah.
So we're going to go out to Grant in Spokane, Washington. Hey, Grant, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
So, Grant, this is the sound. I actually love this sound. So what creature is that? It's part of the ape family.
Well, my guess would have to be a gibbon.
Wow.
Wait a minute. How did you know that? I didn't think anybody was going to guess that. Good job. How
did you
know?
Never used the gibbon sound before, so that's pretty good that you knew that.
Do you have one as a pet?
He's a gibbon connoisseur.
No, no pets, but you kind of gave it away when you said it started with a G.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I
you
thought that would
said
even...
gorilla or great
yeah.
Ape,
I kind of thought gorilla was going to be the first one that came through.
Well,
for
no,
some
because
reason.
It doesn't sound like a big animal. It sounds like one of the smaller. Primates.
Yeah, but still, gibbon's not like a known, it's
yeah.
not really so
well,
much
good
of a
job.
Common.
Good
yeah,
job.
Congrats, Grant. What do you want to go with, Grant?
I want to go with the dog treats, if we got some dog treats.
Yeah, the Good Pets Foods. We'll send you the samples of the supplement treats for the dogs, so we'll get those out to you from Good Pets Foods.
Perfect.
And stay on the line, Grant, and how's your weather out there in Spokane? Is it rainy or is it dry?
Well, we had a little drizzle, and now the it's about 80 right now, and it's going to be 85 tomorrow, so pretty nice.
Well, can't complain about that. Well, enjoy it while you can, and stay on the line, speak with Sydney, and we'll get your address and ship that out to you.
Great, thank you. Great show.
Thanks, Grant. We appreciate that. You take care and have a good rest of the weekend.
You too.
Okay, that's Grant out in Spokane, Washington. Nice guy. He actually got that. I thought it was
yeah.
going to be a tough one.
Me too.
I mean,
first caller
I guess the G
right.
is kind of a given. No pun intended.
It's kind of a given.
Yeah. Anyway.
You were given the hints.
You are not allowed to have shots ever again.
Yes.
John?
You.
What? Why me? I'm great.
You're practically rolling out of the chair laughing at this.
No, well, you're not allowed to look at me like that when somebody's reading something.
My cat keeps grabbing my arm. She's like, I want part of that. No, that'll never happen. Not in this house. 818-818-6401. Give us a call if you've got your questions. What do you think about the butt when one dog is... We were talking about scenting and smelling.
John,
but
you can't just...
But one dog will smell
that.
The other dog's butt.
Okay, but wait, I have to recover from the way that you just said that.
You just said, so what do you think about the butt?
That's an okay question. So
no.
what? I mean, some trainers will say don't let them sniff the other dog's butt. But I know most trainers that I agree with, they say let the one dog smell the other dog's
butt.
Well,
that's butt. How they naturally greet. You
right.
don't want them, I don't ever allow leashed greetings, so... You know, bringing your dog up to another dog face-to-face, that's not how they normally greet one another, right? So off-leash, you see them circle each other because they're sniffing each other's bums as they're turning around in circles. That's how they get to know one another. But so there's nothing wrong with that.
Before we go to a break, real quick, though, if you let the other dog sniff the other dog's behind, does that open up, like, them to get along better? And if you don't let that happen, is there a chance that maybe they might fight? By not letting it happen?
Not really. That's just how they, you know, greet. But but I've seen dogs sniff butts and then get into a fight.
Okay.
Yeah, it just depends on the situation and how each dog is feeling.
But that is basically their way of finding out where the dog's been and
that's
saying
like
hello.
How they shake
and...
hands. Just because you shook somebody's hand doesn't mean that you might not punch them in the face, right?
818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pet.
Today, there's some happy news. Earlier this month at Web Summit in Portugal, Visa doubled down on its commitment to digital creators, officially recognizing them as small businesses. The designation ensures creators can easily and securely pay and be paid with any of the financial tools, resources, and products Visa makes available to small businesses worldwide. With more than two-thirds of creators experiencing delays getting paid, Visa Direct is partnering with social media networks and marketplaces to help creators get payouts in real time to their debit card. Visa is also expanding its collaboration with Grammy-winning, Oscar-nominated artist Pharrell Williams, who's been a vocal advocate for empowering small businesses. These commitments build on Visa's support of the creator community, joining programs like Get Paid, Visa's social media series helping influencers turn their passions into profitable ventures. Visa hosted its first ever creator summit in Tokyo, where influencers connected with industry leaders and Visa experts to learn how to manage finances. For more on supporting creators of small businesses, visit Visa.com.
Tired of the food noise? Shut it off now. Quiet the food noise and stop the weight loss struggle once and for all. At California Physicians Group, we do things differently. Lose the weight once and for all and regain your health and your confidence. Right now, get your first month one half off. We guarantee you'll lose weight in 30 days, so you have nothing to lose but weight. This is a game-changing solution to curb cravings and stop food noise for good. Plus, experience red light therapy. Your first session is just $59 and includes 3D digital body scan and biological age detection. At our Pasadena location, we customize every plan to fit your body and lifestyle because weight loss isn't a one-size-fits-all. Call 626-506-2033 or go to caphysiciansgroup.com. 626-506-2033 or caphysiciansgroup.com. California Physicians Group, cutting-edge science, personalized results.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033. Or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com. Cats.com.
Hearts melted over a distressed dog's reaction to being reunited with his other half after he originally thought he was leaving the shelter without her. The previous owners of the sibling duo, Pancho and Pancha, dumped off the dogs together at a California animal shelter. From that moment on, the two never separated. Seeing how reliant the two canines were on each other, the shelter deemed these five-month-old pups a bonded pair. A Vet Explains Pets article stated that a bonded pair of dogs form a strong emotional attachment to each other, often through shared experiences or living in the same household. These dogs can be siblings, a parent and an offspring, or simply two canines who developed a deep connection. In a Instagram video post, the shelter first brought Pancho out to meet his foster family, but all he could think about was his sister. He frantically kept looking back at the building, crying and waiting for her. He wouldn't budge. Thankfully, the shelter knew he wouldn't be going without Pancho, and they brought her outside quickly after. His demeanor immediately changed. The two dogs jumped up to greet each other, with their tails wagging nonstop. They realized they were staying together. While the two besties have been enjoying a break from the shelter environment nonstop, playing on the bed, they have yet to be adopted. A representative from Let's Rescue Dogs told Newsweek via Instagram. They really need help, all the traction they can get, the representative said. Unfortunately, though, they've had no adoption interest, and we would love to change that. The Instagram video amassed over 247,000 views and 26,300 likes as of Thursday. Viewers flooded the comment section with their appreciation for the rescue organization keeping the bonded pair together. This is so stinking adorable. It's as if Pancho feels responsible to protect his sister. The royalty of dogs, thank you for saving them together, wrote one person. Another added, gosh, bonded pairs are truly remarkable. Thank you for all you do. A third person said, this is such great news. So wonderful that they are being kept together. Such a rare opportunity for a bonded pair of shelter dogs. Join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio and visit TalkinPets.com for more news. I'm John Patch. And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
Pick up the phone. Give us a call, 818-818-6401. You know, I want to put it out there is a great rescue area that I'm working with now, a rescue group called St. Francis Animal Rescue, does a lot of good. And we sent them a case of Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. And I would like to send out a case of Lick and Lap to a shelter that you appreciate or that you love, that you've worked with or you didn't work with. Maybe you adopted from there or whatever the case is. It would be a case of Vitacraft Lick and Lap for cats. So if you want to call right now, Sydney will take, it wouldn't necessarily be the first, second, third call, whatever. She could just pick a number on the telephone and press it, and you'll be the one that will get to send a case. Because Vitacraft will send it out in your name and theirs, and they'll get a case of Lick and Lap. And I'll tell you right now, these kittens and those cats at the rescue or the shelter will absolutely appreciate that. So call now, and if you have one in mind, we just need the name, your name, and the name of the shelter rescue with the address and the phone number, and we'll have it shipped out there in your honor. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Call, and we'll send that out to you, or out to the shelter ASAP. Once again, thanks for joining us here in Talking Pets. But I wanted to ask you before we say goodbye. Oh. So we talked about scent marking with dogs. We talked about butt sniffing with dogs. And I want to ask you about play fighting. Do you allow that as a trainer? Do you think that's good for two dogs?
The way dogs play, they practice fighting, you know, like little boys wrestling. There is a point where I will interrupt play if it's getting too rough. Like if one dog looks uncomfortable and the other one's only having fun, if one's got its tail tucked and is trying to get away, then I will break them apart and make them rest. But if both of them are having fun, then I just let them play unless they're like, you know, knocking things off of tables and stuff.
It's no different than like children. I mean, you got kids that will play and have a good time, but if they're getting a little bit too ornery.
Some dogs, like, you know, sometimes you can have a pair of dogs where they just play really, really rough together, which they're a good match for one another. Sounds loud, sounds crazy, but I always tell my clients that unless it looks like one of them is trying to get away or somebody's crying, they're both having fun. They're both interacting. So you just keep an eye on them.
So if you want to check out Jasmine, you can check her out at Jasmine, thedogtrainer.com.
Yes. I do Zoom sessions. I do in-person sessions locally, but Zoom sessions for anybody.
All right. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Lee.
Thanks for everybody listening in this hour of the program. Same pet time, same pet channel every week. Thanks so much. This song goes out to Devin's aunt that passed away over the last few days. And to anybody that is dealing with the sorrow of losing a loved one, Jonathan, if you're listening, he lost his brother the other day. So to anybody out there that is dealing with loss of a family member or a pet. But Devin, this is going out to you and your family. Bye for now.
So many times have I been so afraid. And just when I thought I lost my way, you gave me strength to carry on. That's when I heard you say, "Oh, it's you. I'm always there."
Views and opinions expressed on Talking Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.